I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
FM News Talk 97.1.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
St. Louis, we freaking did it. We're bringing the cup back home. 49 years in the making. I can't be more proud to be from St. Louis. I can't wait to celebrate with you guys on Saturday in that parade. Let's get drunk. Let's go.
Pat Maroon telling it like it is.
Let's get drunk.
Man, I'm a pessimist. I didn't think we were going to win. I was less prepared to win than I was to lose. This is awesome. It's absolutely amazing. And I know that all of St. Louis is wrapped up in this win, and we have days and days now to celebrate. And we're going to do some of that here today. We're also going to do our regular show. There's news out about Kellyanne Conway suggesting that she has on multiple occasions, broke the Hatch Act. And they're saying that they need her to be removed from her federal service. So we're going to talk about that today. We are going to speak a little bit about the Electoral College and how that is a major center point of the conversation going into 2020. Because, of course, since Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, not the Electoral College, now all of a sudden in 2016 going into 2020, the Electoral College is silly and ridiculous because it doesn't benefit Democrats. So we're going to speak about that with the policy analyst from the Heritage Foundation, John York, at 1:40. But in the midst of all of the news that is taking place, we also have a jam-packed show. So much that Katie got her really good posture on. When Katie is when Katie is producing a show and there are things popping, she sits up real straight and her shoulder blades go back and her shoulders skip back and she's at her computer and like smoke is coming out of her fingers on the keyboard as she's typing. And when you ask her question, she answers you with one word, which is the most affirmative word that she could come up with at the time, which really means back off.
And today was one of those days that everything came together perfectly, but it all came together 30 minutes ago when we had the information that we needed.
Well, since you've been, since last night, I'm Facebook messaging Katie. I'm like, we should try this person and this person and this person and this person. And Katie had not, I could tell in Facebook Messenger that she hadn't technically seen the message, but I know that they pop up. She might just be ignoring me.
No, not
which
ignoring.
Which is fine. No.
Not ignoring, they pop up, but
Katie,
it's like, oof.
Do me the honor of running down the show for the listener today, because while we are covering news and while we are going to continue to cover the stories of the day, this is a big day for St. Louis, and we are going to acknowledge it.
We have an amazing schedule and a great lineup. As Annie just said, we are going to have former St. Louis Rams wide receiver Isaac Bruce with us. 12:26, amazing. We're
so
thrilled.
That's in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Isaac Bruce is on the show in 15 minutes.
I just can't believe it.
I love, love, love those Rams. All of them, love them. It is, as somebody who went with my dad to years and years of Rams games in St. Louis and who loved the Rams from the moment they came here, pretty much the moment they left, to be able to speak to Isaac Bruce about what it's like to win a championship here in St. Louis. I am so excited for that. We're also going to talk about his foundation. So stay tuned. That's in 15 minutes.
We are going to have the one and only Tyrus on with us.
Yeah!
I cannot wait. 107 is going to be fantastic.
Not eating M&Ms? Me, this girl. I messaged Tyrus last night, mm-hmm. and I was like, I had to sit and think about it a lot. Because Tyrus is on with us every Thursday. If you've never heard Tyrus on the show before, he comes on every Thursday at 1:10. And he is a Boston guy. He's a huge Patriots fan. He's a huge Red Sox fan. He is a huge Bruins fan. He formulated a bet between the two of us that whoever lost, whosever team lost, my Blues or his Bruins, the other one had to eat a pound of M&Ms as fast as they could in a minute of the other person. So I was going to eat a pound of peanut M&Ms. I don't know if you've heard, but I'm on a diet.
It's not happening.
Like, there's two things you know about 97.1. We're mostly conservative talk radio, and Annie is on a diet and losing a pound a half a day with Slim 180.
And you look fantastic.
Thank you. I didn't want to have to add a pound of M&Ms to that.
Right.
And honestly, this is the first, because this is not my style. I am not a risk-taking person. I am an analytical, grief to dollar ratio type of person. I want to anticipate what is happening, whether it's good or bad. I want to be ready for what's next. And being on this diet and being able to be very proud of the fact that I've lost over 27 pounds with my Slim 180, when Tyrus said, "Well, I think the loser should have to eat a pound of M&Ms in a minute," I'm like, oh,
no.
And then I thought to myself, if the Blues win, I don't have to do it. Maybe I should just, without abandon, say, okay, deal. And I did. And then I immediately regretted it. So this whole time I've been like, I really need the Blues to win. I really need come the on, Blues to on. Win. And there was a moment last night. Somebody commented on one of our Facebook Lives that I was doing. Yeah, it was afterwards. When Katie joined into the Facebook Live and Tony joined in the Facebook Live. And someone says, "You don't have to eat M&Ms." And I'm like, "I don't have to eat M&Ms. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting." Like, it was like winning the Stanley Cup for me personally all over again.
Right. That was something that when you signed on to do this bet with Tyrus, it was like initially like, okay, that's fine. And then remembering what you signed on for and the aftermath of being like, oh, crap.
I don't like eating contests in general. I don't understand them. I think they're gluttonous in a way that, like, if other people want to do it, whatever, you do you. Mm-hmm. I don't like to, like, the idea, if I am ever captured and tortured, they will make me watch hot dog eating contests.
And listen
I'll be
to
like,
the people
what do you want
it?
To know? I'll tell you everything. I'm an open book. Just make it stop.
Please.
I cannot think of anything more grotesque than watching a hot dog eating contest.
It's pretty
nasty. Where people
nasty.
Are like, shoving yeah. hot dogs down their throat.
Panting.
I'm going to barf.
Yeah.
Are you all eating lunch right now? It's 12:15 and I'm talking about hot dog eating. Some of you are like, I'm going to go get a hot dog.
Maybe I'll go get a hot dog. So we have someone this is a big deal, and it's a big deal for St. Louis City, but it's also a big deal for Annie because she loves the Cardinals. Former manager of the St. Louis Cardinals, Tony La Russa, will be joining us at 2:07.
That is so, so, so stinking exciting. In the list of people that I'm like, rapid fire, we should try to get this. I actually was like, maybe Donald Trump wants to come with us. tell the St. Louis Blues congratulations. You don't know if you don't ask. Mm-hmm. What if they said yes? I'd probably not be in a medical state to be able to come talk to you and be like, oh. And up at 2:10, we got Donald Trump.
It's
you know?
The president.
Yeah. So Tony La Russa is coming on with us at 2:07 today. And the thing that I love about the opportunity to talk to Tony La Russa is being a rabid Cardinals fan, watching the 2011 World Series come together and understanding what took place in that season and knowing that it was... You look at what the St. Louis Blues did this year, and you're like, they're not supposed to win. This story is, if you watch this movie, you'd go, come on. Mm-hmm. No. All of the things that surround it, you'd be like, this is too much. But it's real. And that was really the case, too, for the 2011 World Series champion St. Louis Cardinals. So I'm really excited to talk to Tony La Russa about the connection there between those two things. And I'm very, very grateful for Victory Men's Health, which you have heard many times on this station, who helped connect us with that, because Tony does the advertising for Victory Men's Health. And also, a $52 Blues special from Victory Men's Health, which they have these infusions at Victory Men's Health, which you should absolutely check out. A $52 for Gloria opportunity for you at Victory Men's Health. It's victorymenshealth.com. So you can check out that. But they hooked us up with Tony La Russa, which is one of those that I throw out to Katie and I'm like, it would be great if we got Tony La Russa. And Katie's like, yeah, I'm sure it would be great. That would be fantastic. And then Julia, who works with Victory Men's Health, walks in and is like, we've got him at 210. And we're like, we got Tony La Russa at 210. That's amazing.
Yes. It was one of those things that, like, we're throwing out all of these lines into the water, hoping that we're going to get a big fish. And no matter what we come back with, we're going to be happy and pleased. But getting Tony La Russa was
And this is in the midst of Katie sitting absolutely straight up at her computer.
I was like,
just
great.
Like going.
I was typing like a maniac.
You ask her questions, she won't look directly at you.
I'm like, great.
Yes, that's great. It'll happen. It'll be wonderful. Okay.
You know, when I really start to get chipper, I'm reaching that level of like, stress.
But that's not all.
And this by far is really tugging on my heartstrings that we got him. At 2:26, we have my boy, Jamie Rivers. And the reason why he's my boy.
You've been endorsed.
Is because I did something last night. Annie conned me into something.
This is how all good things start. Hey, I got an idea.
Annie had an idea, and she is an idea machine. And we were after the show yesterday, maybe an hour afterwards, 30 minutes, Annie's like, hey, we should find you a Blues t-shirt, and you should read Jamie Rivers' tweets. And just be you. And we're gonna put a camera in front of you and just be you. And I said, you're darn tootin'. Let's do it. And Jamie Rivers, retweeted it. Annie edited a photo, not a photo. She edited the video together, put it up before the game.
Had it up before the game started. I edited this video in 25 minutes. But Jamie Rivers retweeted it and said, this is so awesome. Great job by @kfitz971. You're a hockey natural. And if you know anything about hockey, this video is hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. You can go to the Facebook page, facebook.com/Annie Fry Show, and check that video out. Please share it because it is so funny. And basically, all of the advice and the analysis that Katie is giving is all sourced from Jamie Rivers' tweets. But then Katie does her Katie thing with it, which makes it amazing.
And I was a little bit skeptical because I'm like, I don't want to be offensive because he knows so much about the Blues. And I don't want to get in there. Yes. I don't want to get on a video and totally mess it up.
No.
But he loved it.
Yes.
And I'm happy.
And then we gave him a little heads up.
Yes, we did.
So that is the show today. Isaac Bruce coming up in about 6 minutes from now. We are going to talk with Tyrus and make good on our bet and be very kind and gracious to him. Also, we're going to speak with John York, the policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation, about the push to undo the Electoral College. And then Tony La Russa at 210, followed by Jamie Rivers at 225. So the big news of the day so far, this is from Fox News. Special counsel recommends firing Kellyanne Conway over alleged Hatch Act violations, saying that she violated them on numerous occasions. And the Hatch Act, if you're not familiar with what the Hatch Act, you're like, well, what is that Hatch Act and what did she do to violate it? It's a federal law that limits certain political activities of federal employees. The OSC, which is separate from the office with a similar name previously run by Robert Mueller, said in a scathing report released Thursday that White House Counselor Conway violated the Hatch Act by, quote, disparaging Democratic presidential candidates while speaking in her official capacity during television interviews and on social media. So we're going to follow this story as well. And any other news that strikes today, you will get that all right here as well as we celebrate our St. Louis Blues and the amazing job that they did. Took them 7 magnificent games, but they are the Stanley Cup champions, and we are so very, very proud of them. Isaac Bruce, another St. Louis champion. When we return, stay tuned for that. We got a packed show. Don't go anywhere. Stick with us. You can also check out our podcast, radio.com. Back in a second with Isaac Bruce.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back into the Annie Fry Show. Great to be with you, St. Louis. I know you are buzzing. Maybe you're medicating your buzz at this point in time, but I want to get straight to our guest, another champion, St. Louis Rams champion, Isaac Bruce, joining us now. Isaac, it's great to have you on today.
Hey, what's up, Annie? Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You have a great connection here in St. Louis. You have the Isaac Bruce Foundation that you've established here and really poured a lot of heart and soul into it. But I want to talk to you first about St. Louis, what it's like to bring a championship home to St. Louis, that the Blues are going to get to enjoy this week coming up and really the history that will continue to go on with it. But you were a huge, huge part of that championship with the St. Louis Rams here. What was it like here in St. Louis?
Well, I think, once again, we gave the country and people around the world a glimpse what it is like to be a St. Louis fan, with fans filling up the Busch Stadium and other arenas in the city. It's glorious, and I got to see that firsthand. First and foremost, when I got to St. Louis in 1995, I mean, it was truly the first home crowd that I ever experienced as a professional. And you know what? For the next 20 plus seasons, they proved that, you know, not only were they knowledgeable fans, but, you know, they knew sports. They know baseball, hockey. They know football. So, very pleased to be a part of this crowd celebrating this championship.
Yeah, it is great to have a three championships now in Major League Baseball, in the NFL, and now also in the NHL. Your jersey, the number 80 jersey, has been retired by the St. Louis Rams. It was retired in 2010, and I'm sure that you can move about St. Louis and the greater St. Louis region and people recognize you quickly. You've used your face and your celebrity here in St. Louis to establish a foundation and really give back to this community. Tell me about the Isaac Bruce Foundation, what you established, and why you decided to do it here in St. Louis.
Well, initially, St. Louis is a place that, you know, they gave me so much love when I first came to town, and it just grew and it's continued to grow. I wanted to just do something and give back to my community that gave me so much love, so much support. And through the Isaac Bruce Foundation, I've been able to do that. We're making a positive impact in the city since 2006. And we do scholarships. We do football camps. We have a football camp that's coming up at the end of this month in Earth City. It's going to be awesome. And we do Flight 300. It's a program where we provide transportation to students who study, you know, outside of the home city. So just to be able to have that foundation in St. Louis and really be able to give back, it's heartwarming.
Yeah, it certainly is. So we're speaking with Super Bowl champion, former St. Louis Rams wide receiver Isaac Bruce. What does a championship do for a city after you won with the St. Louis Rams and returned back to the game 2 years later? What does that kind of spotlight, national spotlight, do for the community that you're helping now with your foundation?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you have the city on a national radar when you're vying for a championship and even when you win a championship. So, you know, the Blues are experiencing that right now. I mean, you know, the Cardinals, they can, you know, speak on that subject. But just to have a championship, to have a group of men going for a title, and ultimately winning a title, it's special. It's something that you'll never forget. You always have those great memories. I mean, I'm sure everyone that's playing for the Blues, you know, they don't live in St. Louis or are not from St. Louis, but there will always be a connection of emotions that once you come back to town, you're celebrating as a champion with a championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you become part of that fabric of memories for everybody who lives here. which I think truly, especially here in St. Louis, in the middle of the country, to be a part of something so positive in this community where St. Louis has had the opportunity to be on a national stage. Sometimes it's in a good light. Sometimes it's in a negative light. Your experience traveling the country and your experience of investing time here, what if people ask you about St. Louis, if people say, you know, well, what's it really like there? How do you explain this community and these people to folks who maybe have never visited here before?
Well, I like to call it a Midwestern melting pot because you have so many ethnicities, so many different ideas and people that are actually in the city. So I always thought that was it gives you a foresight of what heaven is like. So to from the food that you eat to the different sports to the different personalities that are in St. Louis. So always you know, kind of mix it up from that standpoint. And plus, it's centrally located right in the middle of our country, and which I always thought was great because I have roots in a lot of places around the country. So just to be in St. Louis and just try to describe what St. Louis is for people, always my first words are, it's a great family town to raise a family.
Yeah, I really think that you're spot on with that. A lot of people have called St. Louis like a really big small town. Like it's got that small town feel on a large grand scale. And I think it really does show up when you see sports tied into it and the way that you can put, you know, however many was it, 18,000 fans at Enterprise Center. You fill up Busch Stadium with blue, which doesn't happen all the time, to watch this game on a TV with tens of thousands of your closest stranger, new friends.
Right.
The St. Louis fan, you talked a little bit about how you feel like the St. Louis fan is smart. And you know, people talk about hockey fans versus baseball fans, and then you talk about football fans. I think in St. Louis, hockey fans are baseball fans. Baseball fans are football fans. Football fans are hockey fans. And you know, we're talking about bringing soccer into this city now, right, as well. Your relationship and your as you work in this with your Isaac Bruce Foundation here in this community and knowing these individuals on a person-to-person basis, what do you think about the sports fan that exists here in St. Louis?
Well, like I said, they're very, very knowledgeable about sports. So, you know, I don't think you see the amount of fans that were present in the stadiums that were open last night anywhere else. I mean, you know, everyone else would probably just want to, you know, probably watch the game in the comforts of the home. But to go to an arena, you know, that's being open and get to share the game with, you know, 20,000 of your brand new community mates, it's special. I mean, that says something about that fan, says something about the city and the way that we consume our sports. So St. Louis is right up there when you talk about, you know, the city of champions. I mean, that's pretty much what was solidified last night with a Stanley Cup finally coming to the city.
You're spot on. The foundation that you've put together here, I want to give you an opportunity to invite people to support your foundation because you are really truly working with the people here within our community. And I'm looking over isaacbruce.org right now and seeing all the different events and different parts of the foundation. But if people want to get involved with what you are doing and giving back here to the community, what can they do?
Well, just go on that website that you're currently on right now, Annie. It's isaacbruce.org. You can see where we're making that impact in our community, in our city. We're always accepting donations. We're getting ready to have a gala. It's a reunion of our Super Bowl team, Super Bowl 34, and I have about 24 teammates that have already RSVP'd, and that gala is coming up, and it's happening in September from the football camp. So if you want to come out and volunteer your time, teach kids the importance of teamwork, you know, we provide that opportunity for you. And you know what? We're still doing our scholarship, and we're still sending kids to school, students to school. And like I said, we're making that positive impact in St. Louis that we started out to complete.
Well, the website is isaacbruce.org, and you are beloved in this city. It is an honor and a pleasure to talk to you after watching the great success you had here. We love our St. Louis Rams, and to have you on here today to talk about the Blues win and what you've been able to do after your career here in St. Louis. We appreciate you. We appreciate your time. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Annie.
We'll talk to you soon. IsaacBruce.org is the website, and you can go there and you can see, I'm looking right now at the events page, and there are a lot of things coming up that you can get involved in. This is where the sports connection, if you're not like a football nerd, or if you're not somebody who is constantly like looking through sabermetrics in sports from you know, see how they changed from the morning to the evening. This is where sports connects to community, and where we really see how these professional athletes and their ability to bring attention to a specific region, a community here in St. Louis, what Isaac Bruce is able to do and give back to his community is absolutely amazing and so awesome to be able to get him here on the show today. Didn't think I'd be talking to Isaac Bruce today, but today's a good day.
Yes.
Very good day. We're going to speak with Tony La Russa at about 2:05 when we come into the 2 o'clock hour. Tony La Russa is going to come on here, and I cannot wait to ask him about, first of all, he's won two championships here in St. Louis, and second of all, that 2011 run to the World Series title, comparatively speaking to what the St. Louis Blues were able to pull off here, it's a lot of parallels in that. The story is just almost too good to believe, so we will have Tony La Russa on at 2:05, so you'll want to be tuned in for that. So stick around. When we come back, we are going to have an opportunity for you to win a 5-puck set giveaway here. And you're going to want to stick around for that and hear how to make that happen. Bob Ivac is coming on the show with us. Nico Sports PR Director is going to join us here in just a minute. So stick around. And oh yeah, Tyrus.
That guy.
I don't like have any desire to like rub anybody's nose in anything here.
But he lost a bet.
But he did lose a bet. And I'm pretty sure if I would have lost that bet, I'd be eating M&Ms.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to now. Thank you, St. Louis Blues. I'm so happy about that. Full show for you today. That 5-puck set giveaway coming up. So stay tuned. You're going to want to hear how to win that. So don't go anywhere. Back in a second.
You're listening to The Annie Fry Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A team that was in last place on January 3rd. The players on the bench are bouncing up. History will be made tonight in Boston. 15 seconds to go as Shen blocks a puck to the corner. 10 seconds remaining. Get up, St. Louis. Get on your feet. Raise them high. 5 seconds to go, and the time winds down. They did it. It's over. The game is over. The series is over. The wait is over. And the St. Louis Blues are the Stanley Cup champions for the first time in franchise history.
Yep. You know, if you looked at, I guess ESPN.com, you said doesn't have, there's...
Yeah, the lead story is about some failed football league.
So here, let me just run down. I'm going to call out FoxNews.com right now, which I've not done. The lead stories, above the fold, which is above the fold refers to when you open a web page, what do you see without scrolling? Above the fold is the term there. There is nothing above the fold about the Blues. There is a David Ortiz story. That's news. I'll give him that. That's not really sports. Kevin Durant's injury continues to spark controversy. That's funny because that didn't happen last night. That's up there. Oh, here's the first news story. This is important. This is a very important news story that people need to know, but it's sports related. This is on FoxNews.com. Houston Texans star J.J. Watt reveals one key wedding decision ahead of his marriage to Kalia Ojai. I don't know.
Wow.
Do you want to know what the one decision that we're reporting on is here?
I sure do.
Houston Texans star J.J. Watt, however, said he and his bride-to-be made the easiest possible wedding decision they could make. Have an open bar.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
That's groundbreaking.
Quote, it's open bar for everybody. It's the only way to make a good wedding.
Great advice. I'm so happy that that's
If I look on Fox News website, I've read that story before I even know that the Blues won Stanley Cup last night.
Jeez.
If the Bruins would have won the Stanley Cup, would it be different? I think it would be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, right?
We're still flyover country, I guess.
Yeah, and we're used to it, totally. Oh, here's another sports story. Teen NASCAR star has no regrets about spinning teammate for third win. I don't even know what that means. Here's another one. Raptors, Warriors, NBA championship bonuses face tax bite. And I'm still scrolling, folks. I'm all the way down. Oh, let's go. Here's Proud American category, Fox News Flash, politics category, U.S. category, world category, opinion category, family category, entertainment category, what to watch. Still scroll. Oh, here's sports. Big lead story is J.J. Watt. Second story, New York Mets rookie Pete Alonso confirms he's seen, quote, weird stuff in Vegas when asked about aliens.
Whoa.
This is a parody joke. This is like an Onion situation. Oh, and then here is St. Louis Blues better. Wins big after placing $400 wager on team to win Stanley Cup.
Oh my gosh. I devil's advocate here, and we kind of mentioned it off air. Is it just because nationally people don't care about hockey? Or is it just because...
There is an NHL... knowing its place in the realm of major league sports here, which, you know, I'm not saying that's how it should be. I'm just saying that's the way it is, mm-hmm. that some random NBA story is going to get precedence over the fact that the Stanley Cup just got decided in Game 7 with a team that's never won it before.
History made, but oh well. Who cares?
A fan who bet $400 on the team had a huge payday. After the bet was placed, Blues went on a legendary run, and what appeared to be an insane bet for Barry paid off to the tune of $100,000. He's a good fan. Anyway, we love you, St. Louis Blues, and if nobody else noticed, that doesn't matter because they don't get to have the cup. Now we do. Let's get to another exciting guest that we have on here, Bob Ibeck, joining the show right now. A huge day last night, or a huge night for the St. Louis Blues and for St. Louis in general. Bob, it's great to have you on the show today.
Annie, thanks so much. You know, I've been listening to you. I'm glad to hear you're all fired up and everything else because, you know, I covered the NHL for many years when I was with the Washington Post and Baltimore Sun, and I've seen a lot of Stanley Cup finals. I covered about 10 of them. And I told somebody after the game last night, this is so historic. It may be the greatest Stanley Cup finals in my lifetime.
Well, nobody knows about it because nobody's talking about it.
It's amazing, you know, and we've got something. I know we're going to be talking about this. It's going to benefit the Blues for Kids.
Yes.
And I want to get out to your audience about the Stanley Cup Finals, actually winning it for the first time in 52 years. And I think they're going to make a movie on this team down the road. I really do, because this team on January the 3rd was the worst in the NHL, and they went on to win 30 of the next 45 games in a regular season, then beat the Jets, Stars, Sharks, and the Bruins in the Cup Finals. Amazing. What we have is history, and if you want to go ahead and get a piece of this, I'll give out a phone number and a website in just a moment how you can do that, because I do want to point out only 5,000 of these historic five puck sets are going to be produced to salute the Blues winning their first ever Stanley Cup championship. And each one of the five pucks comes with a beautiful acrylic display case. It's got a gold base, and just for $99, and a portion of the proceeds is going to help raise out the Blues for Kids charity right there. It's the official charity of the St. Louis Blues. Before I give out that toll-free number and website, I do want to point out what you're going to get on each puck. The first one is the official Stanley Cup Finals puck. It'll say St. Louis Blues on there now, Stanley Cup champions. We'll list all the games played throughout the series during the playoffs, so that you'll have a recap on there for years to come to remember this great memory. The second puck is kind of a franchise history puck. It goes back to the inception of the ball club back in the late 1960s. Got some important dates for St. Louis Blues over the years on that puck. And the other three pucks, Annie, are the player pucks. They have facsimile pictures of three of the stars on the team. Alex Petrangelo, the great defenseman who got that goal in the first period last night that I really think propelled them to the victory. Jaden Schwartz, and then my favorite, George Binnington, the goalie. Unbelievable what he was in the playoffs. And with getting 19 victories, he's now the winningest rookie goaltender in NHL history. So you'll get a picture of those three guys and the individual pucks with some of their key stats. You get all five for just $99 to benefit Blues for Kids charity. Here's how you can get these. And again, we're about halfway, a little bit more than halfway sold out coming into your show today. You can call 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. Or just visit the website, nicosports.com, N-I-K-C-O sports.com. And Annie, I do want to point out that it's a local company. Nyco Sports is right out in Chesterfield that's doing this. And in the last 4 or 5 years, they've raised $2.5 million for children's charity.
Wow. Yeah, that is absolutely amazing. A way to really commemorate this really historical championship here in St. Louis and be able to help somebody as well. So I want to remind people to go to Nyco Sports, N-I-K-C-O, sports.com, or they can call and order it for at 800-345-2868.
Yeah, Annie, one last thing. You know, if you got any friends out there that are from Massachusetts, this would be a great gift to send up to Boston.
Yeah, I love it. With a nice little toasted ravioli gooey butter cake addition to that package. So, Bob, thank you so much for coming on the show today. We will give those numbers out again before we exit out of this segment. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Annie, thanks so much. Enjoy the parade on Saturday, and go Blues.
Yes, absolutely. Go Blues for sure. What a cool thing. If you are somebody who has collectibles, if you are somebody who maybe, I would think, I go to a lot of trivia nights and a lot of auctions. This seems like a silent auction item or an actual live auction item that could really do some good for your benefit. So again, it's 800-345-2868, $99, and portion of the proceeds going to Blues for Kids.
Places like Nyco Sports and Dick's Sporting Goods and things of that nature are probably insane today.
Yeah.
The lines are probably massive.
I saw some video and stuff last night I was just laying in bed and I couldn't sleep, and watching people go into the sporting goods stores and wanting to get the goods.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Looks like Black Friday.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, let's put up a poll on the Facebook page.
Sure.
Like, if they think that it's the lack of coverage here has anything to do with the fact that it's St. Louis. And the thing that bothers me is that on a national scale, St. Louis, I mean, you see, St. Louis made another list again, and it's never good, except for the one where we have, like, in the top 10 sexiest accents, which I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
So if you look at the origin of some of the most famous broadcasters, whether it's sports broadcasting or whether it is, just news or whatever, a lot of those people come from the Midwest and around this area you never hear your own accent. Maybe that's the case. Like,
yeah,
you don't hear how you talk. I mean, I know sometimes I'll drop the G's off the end of what I'm saying. I'm going somewhere.
Right.
I'm going somewhere. Like, that sounds, that's too much work. It's too much effort, says the broadcaster. But you see a lot of the origins of these people is from the St. Louis area. Bob Costas is a very good example of it. Trey Wingo is an ESPN sports anchor, and he used to be on Channel 5, I believe, here in St. Louis. So there are a lot of people who are in broadcasting who started here because of the way we speak is less noticeable when they're talking to you. The way we speak is maybe, it's not, normal is not the right word.
More natural, maybe?
Or there's less things about it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Less twang, or like, you know, especially when you listen to President Trump talk, not just how he says things, but words that he says. Like, we were talking about the word nasty.
Yes.
He uses the word nasty. I change diapers every day and I don't say the word nasty.
He says that, and then the most famous thing he says instead of huge, yeah.
Huge. Yeah, they don't say the H. Huge.
I don't even know how to say
that's
it.
How
huge.
Yeah. Big league. Big league. I mean, you hear this from, and then you just kind of get used to the Trump speak and the New Englander style, and it's just different. Cool first hour, Tyrus. Oh, Tyrus. We're coming in.
Can't
for
wait.
You. We're talking to you next. Don't go anywhere. Back in a second.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.